So maybe that's why you're here tonight, then. Maybe you're here for yet other reasons. I'm wearing a brand new shirt. It has a really high collar. It's quite uncomfortable, but it means I may do some Elvis songs. So if you're here for Elvis songs, you're in the right place. I can't see a high collar without thinking of Elvis. Any questions?
Requests.
Requests.
This is a real question for myself right now. I am kind of worried about having a bad karma.
They're all, just so you understand, they're all real questions.
I mean,
but we can ask, we can ask from a point of curiosity or a point of absolute need to know. And I'm just suggesting that absolute need to know is a richer level to ask from. So just so everybody understands that we don't see any questions as bad or not good enough or too frivolous or anything, because all questions are serious at their base. Even if they sound frivolous on the surface, people don't open their mouth for stupid reasons, even if stupid things come out. I'm the living proof of that. So sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I have done some bad things, and I too am concerned about my karma, and so I'm trying to correct what I have done wrong, but I cannot seem to find a way to correct it at this point.
And what does that mean, you can't seem to find a way to crack it?
The person that I wronged to is not open to the possibility that I can be able to correct it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always the potential when you're dealing with another person. So first and foremost, let's see where you fit in the karmic population. Let's take a quick poll. And please do raise your hand in answer to this, or if the answer is no, don't raise your hand. If you've ever done bad things, please raise your hand. Well, keep them up. I want to see if there's... It looks unanimous. I don't see any. So the first thing, thank you. So the first thing to understand is when a person says...
Should have raised both.
Yeah. Hmm?
Sorry. He just said, I said I should have raised both hands.
I did.
So when a person says, I've done some really bad things, they are in a position of extreme self-judgment. They are looking at it as, I've done bad things, and not necessarily everybody has done either bad things or things as bad as what I've done. So the very first thing, it sounds elemental, but it's important that you remind yourself that everybody has done bad things. There are no exceptions. And you can rake yourself over the coals for the rest of your life, for the next year, for the next week, or whatever. Or you can recognize that part of being a human being is you end up